Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They're back. Check the box.
You're listening to the Pick and Roll Show, where your sports talk goes hard in the paint or is wide open for the jumper. And now it's time to roll with Pick and Roll.
That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean.
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point five.
All the time tip.
You're on point five.
All the time tip.
You're on point five.
All right. I'm sorry, man. Hey, all right. He's Pick, I'm Ro. You ready, Pick?
Let's roll.
Man, that's been a long ass time since we've said that.
Yeah, man. I've been on a hiatus for a while. Sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
I apologize to our listeners out there.
Oh, yeah,
I've been chilling.
Have you really been chilling?
Yeah.
It's been months.
No, I've not been chilling. No. Just been busy at work, trying to catch up. I'm caught up now. So feet start to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get your feet up under you. I'm ready to roll now.
Yeah, man. So.
My bad.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
You miss me or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
You have that look in your eye.
Yeah.
I think you miss me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think you miss me.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's been about a couple months. A lot of things have happened.
Yeah.
So, we're on episode 18 and we're back.
Is it 18?
It's 18.
Damn, Daniel. For real?
Yeah, 18, man.
Back at it again.
Back at it. Guess who's back?
Pick and roll.
Yeah, I'm going to, you do that. I'll set the pick and I'm just going to like step out and I'll hit that little baseline jumper.
True that. Yeah, I can just like bounce past it to you down the lane.
Yeah.
You can kick it back out.
I'll kick it back out.
To the corner,
Kick, you'll hit that
and
little.
Then you'll travel. Then they'll just get a
ball. Then you would probably airball that shot anyway, so.
I've been hitting my threes.
I'm
streaky,
Okay, so what else has been going on, man?
Man, just working, bro. Chilling, working out, trying to stay in shape, trying to stay away from your wife's cookies and stuff.
She gave up those cookies. You had pretzels tonight.
Things. Man, I killed them. I ate like 50 pretzels for real. Literally 50 pretzels.
But. Yeah, we used to before.
And a smoothie.
What's that?
And a smoothie.
Yeah, she made the.
Thanks, Mal.
Yeah, thank you, babe. She made some really good stuff.
Thank you, babe.
Anyway, so we are the Pick and Roll Show, and so, I want to. Our goal is to have a podcast out every week, I would think, and we're available on all social media outlets, right?
We're still on Acast, right?
We are still with Acast.
They haven't cut us out.
I actually.
Sorry about the Acast. Sorry, man. I've been on a hiatus sabbatical. Missing MIA. POW, so, whatever you want to call it.
So it's funny, right? So I reach out to Ben, who's the guy who helped us get on Acast, and I said, hey, man, I'm sorry we haven't put any shows out. We've been kind of busy.
Sorry, man.
And he's like, bro, it's okay. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm not even getting mad at you because you haven't put them. I was like, all right, cool. So then, I said, well, we'll be back shortly anyway. And a lot's happened. So anyway, let's plug social media real quick.
Facebook. Yes, sir.
So our Facebook page, Pick and Roll Show. Check us out. Give us a like, thumbs up, whatever you want. Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at Pick and Row Show. We have not been on Periscope.
Pick
in
and row or pick in row?
Pick in.
Pick in.
Like row. In and out.
N is in November.
Yes. N is in November. Nancy. Okay. No, not Foxtrot. Anyway, okay, so.
My nigga.
Well, you went there. He went there, folks. He went there.
Yeah, I can do that, though.
You can do that. So I can't say you like I say ninja.
Go ahead and say it.
Ninja.
Go ahead and say it.
No, I ain't going to say
it. Won't say it.
No.
I've heard you say it.
You have, but I mean, in your that's, mind, you that's said when it. We're in our element, you know.
You said it in the back of your mind. I've heard you say that a few times.
All right, anyway. All right, so.
My nigga.
All my people would die. No, it was that DMX song, right? Remember? Was it on it? Anyway.
Really? Oh. DMX, really? That's what you came up with? of all rappers?
DMX. No, anyway. Mm, wow. Yeah, I know. I went
there.
Yeah,
he was my dog for about
2000. I just went 2000 on us.
For 2 years.
But you know, then he did that Limp
Bizkit. Bark.
He did Limp Bizkit.
Who?
He was on Limp
Bizkit. He was hot for about 5 years. He had movies with Steven Seagal. I mean, he was doing his thing.
Steven Seagal wasn't hot at that time. He was already past it. He wasn't doing Mark for Death anymore.
But still, I'm just saying, Mark for Death was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it
was. He beat up like 15 Jamaicans in like one. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
So Jamaicans can't fight or what?
They weren't even real Jamaicans. They had wigs on. It was
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, I mean, a lot's been going on. So, you know, we're back from the back in the saddle again.
Back at it again, Daniel.
Yeah.
Back at it again, Daniel.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, okay.
What is that?
I don't know what I was
I'm
doing.
Not sure what that
All
was.
Right, man. So a lot's happened. We're not going to talk any other stuff, but
yeah,
what are we going to get into today, man? I mean, you're kind of like the guy.
You know, we got 2016, man. It's been a lot going on. We got the presidential race. We got that coming up.
Oh, man,
you know, we got the vote in November, so we got like five, six months before we vote.
Make your vote, folks.
The Walking Dead just came back out, you know, and then it went away. So we missed it. Yeah, but we can talk about that.
Fear the Walking Dead,
which I have not seen yet because
neither have I.
The first episode didn't record for me, so it messed me up. So I'm trying to catch it on the rerun.
Brother Man's kind of crazy on that.
Oh, the black dude?
Yeah.
I already know. He knew he was gonna be crazy.
Reminds me of the
any black
man.
Dude that owns a boat is gonna be.
Yeah.
Which I'm about to buy a boat.
I thought black people don't like boats.
I'm half black, so
you're Filipino.
That's right.
So he does like to fish.
I can swim. Yeah.
He can swim, fish.
I can swim, so I can get on a boat.
We're being that was very racist.
It was racist.
That was a little racist. My bad.
No, I know a lot of black folks that can't swim. It cracks me up.
I can't even swim.
I'm like, oh, don't perpetuate the stereotype, please. Don't do that. But I can swim. I'm a brother.
Yeah,
brother that can swim.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you, man.
It's the Pisces in me.
It's the Pisces.
And the Filipino.
You got a koi fish tattoo also?
Thousand Island. Koi fish? No.
Okay, no koi fish tattoo. No,
my daughter does, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which it was just her 23rd birthday.
Happy birthday, daughter.
Destiny.
Yeah, Chuck's daughter.
On,
Destiny.
April 22nd,
oh,
Friday.
Okay.
So, yeah. Happy birthday, baby. Love you. But, yeah, we'll talk about Walking Dead. The NBA.
NBA.
You know, finals. Los Spurs, Golden State, Cleveland,
GSG,
Kobe retiring, so we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
And there's been a lot of deaths, man, in the last 3-4 months. I've been kind of surprised some famous people, so we'll talk about those, too, and, you know, kind of give my moment of silence and kind of
Yeah, man. All right,
so,
man. So
we got a little stuff to talk about.
We do, man. So, let's get the ball rolling.
Sure.
Start going. So what do we want to go with first, man? Do you want to talk about?
Let's go to Walking Dead, man.
All right, let's go through Walking Dead.
That's our thing. So
Walking Dead.
I don't know what's up with that, man. What's the dude's name again? Negan.
Negan.
This Negan. I mean, I don't know what's up with this dude. He tripping.
I thought you were gonna say this.
This Negan tripping.
Oh man, you could totally hashtag this Negan.
This Negan.
He could have gone so many ways with that one.
Yeah, don't steal that's mine first.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Man, this Negan tripping, man. He killed somebody. Who you think he killed? Who you think he killed, man? That's crazy. I'm tripping off dude, man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's my dude, though. That's Denny from Grey's Anatomy.
I never saw Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, he was laid up in the hospital bed for like the whole season. I don't know. But he ain't in the hospital bed now. He's killing cats.
He's
killing the crew, though.
Dude.
He's tripping.
You know, I mean, he did. Who knows what's going to happen? Well, who do you think died? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking Daryl's already halfway dead. He had Daryl captive before he came out.
So you think Daryl is dead?
He's already shot up, too. Then what's the name? Dude shot him.
Yeah, that's true.
Spirit him or something.
Yeah,
so
no, he shot him.
Could be Daryl.
Okay, yeah. Could be.
It could be Abraham, the big dude, because he was kind of bucking up a little bit.
Yeah.
So he might make an example of the tough guy and be like, look, I don't care how tough you are, you know.
I was kind of hoping it wasn't Abraham because I do like Abraham.
I'm starting to like Abraham. I think I've always liked him, but.
Dude, and the freaking...
He got some chocolate now, though. Hey, man, Rick got some chocolate. Woo! You know what they say.
Once you go black, you never go back.
That's right.
All right,
remember,
man.
Once you go black, you'd be walking in a wheelchair. Remember that? Remember that one?
No, was that...
From White Chicks?
Oh, okay. Was that from Magic Johnson? No, never mind. That didn't make any sense. Never mind. Okay.
That was. No, White Chicks. Remember then the girl while she rode past and she was in the wheelchair and he kind of kicked her away.
So, yeah.
Basically.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I doubt it's Carl. I doubt it's Rick.
You doubt, okay.
Possibly Glenn.
It could be Glenn.
Glenn should have died 7 episodes ago. I don't know. How's he
surviving? Yeah. He kind of like.
How's he even living?
We talked about that.
Why is he alive?
He was.
Well, he's
dead.
The Asian representation. So I get that. That's my homie.
Got to keep that demographic.
That's my Asian homie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want them, you know, how many millions or billions of Asian people?
There's a lot of them. A lot of Asians.
Yeah. I mean, you know. So you might not want to kill him off.
Okay.
So you got Sasha. You got Michonne. You got the two sisters. I hope neither one of them get killed. So we already
they can't.
The brother and sisters already get killed off in movies first anyway.
I mean,
so I'm surprised we made it this far.
Hey, so what was his name? The one that got killed at the beginning?
T-Bone.
Is it T-Bone?
Which was the
Tyrese?
Worst. No, Tyrese lasted for a while.
Oh, okay. Was his name T-Bone?
T-Dog.
T-Dog.
The worst name ever. Except for my boy T-Dog back at home in the CO.
OH.
T-Mac. Well, that's T-Mac. My bad. I'm true.
Damn it, man.
T-Mac.
You did not pick up on that.
I got you.
That was like the minute later, bro.
My bad, but you ain't even from there, so it don't matter. It
doesn't matter. But that was like the thing. You know, every episode.
I know. I missed it. I'm slipping. I'm rusty.
Yeah,
rusty.
He's
my
rusty.
Bad.
He's
my
rusty,
bad.
People. Don't worry about it.
I wasn't expecting to catch that one. You caught me on that one.
Okay, so then.
Who do you think it is?
I'm hoping it. I mean, I don't hope it's Glenn. But I
out of all the people,
I just don't want it to be Daryl.
Who do you want
to
be? Who's
Abraham.
All out there? So
you just said all of them.
No, so, oh no, wasn't that what's the goofy dude's name?
Oh, the mullet.
Let's talk about him for a minute,
dude. He bit.
Did
some
he
guy's
bite
junk.
The dude's penis?
He did.
He should be.
Got to survive at all costs.
He should. You know what?
I'm all about surviving.
Negan should kill dude. Just for biting dude's dick. I mean, that's terrible. Why would you do that?
Terrible.
That's what you came up with? You couldn't step on his foot?
Yeah.
You couldn't bite him in the thigh? Like, he could have bit him in the thigh.
Dude, he could have easily bit him in the thigh.
The thigh would have been the same effect.
This is disturbing that he wanted to win.
Yeah.
He went for right his junk.
Yeah, he didn't even, like, he didn't hesitate either. I mean, I would have hesitated.
No, he didn't hesitate.
I wouldn't even thought about it. I'd have been like, hold on. What? No, Rick. No, that's not part of the plan. That was his plan. That wasn't even nobody else's plan. That was him.
Yeah.
He's the one came up with that.
So, okay, so then.
Penis biter.
Okay.
What's his name?
He's a penis biter.
What's his name again?
I forgot his name.
Yeah, let's not say his name ever again.
Yeah, okay. Well, you brought him up.
The
we kind of talked the mullet guy.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm going to drive this carrier. I'll drive this Winnebago or whatever, and I'll carry out the mission. I won't fail you. You can trust me. Like then the dude, like, they catch him and they beat the crap out of him.
He didn't get five minutes away.
And then next thing you know, now they're all there. And I really think it's probably Glenn. I don't think it's
Glenn?
Darrow. Yeah,
it's not Maggie. She's pregnant. Is she there?
Yeah, she is there.
She's preggers.
She's preggers.
Who else? Oh, what about what's the Hispanic chick? She's there too.
I forget her name, but
that's my girl. What's her name? Dang it, I'm mad now. Anyway, she's there. Who else?
She's there. Abraham, Glenn, Rick, Daryl, Carl, Michonne, Mullet.
Who else?
Maggie.
Yep.
So I mean. I honestly think it's gonna be.
Is Tara there?
It's gonna.
Or she back?
Oh yeah, Tara is
Tara?
There. Tara is there too. Wait, no. Tara left with Dr. Dre.
Oh yeah, they went somewhere
else.
Yeah. Oh, Rosita. Rosita's there.
Rosita is there.
That's my girl. She fine. I wish Father Gabriel was there. I'm starting to like him now.
You know
what?
Me too,
oh, my
man.
God, I hated him.
Oh God,
I hated him for like 3 seasons.
Well, I mean, he's been in 3 seasons already?
He's only been in 1 probably, but I hated him for 4. You know what I'm saying? Don't even matter.
He just said 3.
It doesn't matter. I hated him for all the whole this whole 7 seasons or whatever it is.
Jip. I had to do it.
You didn't really do it right.
I didn't do it right. I suck.
Jip.
It's okay. It's all right. It's fucking.
Anyway,
fuck it, man.
Damn, you cussing a lot today.
Hey, so we,
cuss words I heard you saying.
Hey,
like,
so we can go ahead and we can say that, man. We're fine.
Go ahead, say it.
Fuck.
Shit.
Balls.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Ass.
Dick. Okay, anyway, all right, okay.
Dang,
Okay, that was me in the chair. You're okay. Is this the chair? I'm okay. Everyone's okay. We're all okay.
Anyway, so I don't know, man. It's going to be good. I'm guessing I'm going to say either Abraham.
Abraham, yeah.
Or Glenn.
It could be... I'm going to say it's Glenn. I'm going to stick to my guns. I don't think it's Daryl, just because Daryl's a detrimental part of the show.
He's a what?
He's detrimental.
Detrimental?
Yes. You like that?
I mean, instrumental. Okay, never mind. Yeah. So, so I think we just don't like Glenn. Are we saying this because we don't like him? Are we thinking of logically here?
I like Glenn.
It's probably not Glenn because we don't like him.
No, I think it's just
we like him the least.
I like Glenn. I just think that
who's the person you like the least out of all those people? It's Glenn.
The mullet.
Well, yeah, but they're probably not gonna kill him. What is his name anyway?
I don't know. I don't know what his name is, but I honestly think it's gonna be Glenn, just because they kind of teased it in the middle of the season when he was with that other dude.
You think and then Glenn?
They teased his death, you know, and then I think in the comics he does. I mean, he dies in the comics. He's already, I think Negan's the
one
who kills him.
Is it going
him.
With the comics? I don't really watch
From what I understand, and I haven't read the comics either. Yeah,
I don't subscribe to the...
But, I mean, it's supposed to... They haven't followed it at all, actually, because I believe...
At all?
At all. Because I think Shane died, in the first season or, in the first few episodes, and they kept him on the TV show till the end of the second season.
Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, man.
I guess they couldn't really go by the books because
keep some surprise. It's Hollywood, man. They're going to change it the way they feel, the way they see fit. But I can't see them taking Daryl out of the show when Daryl is probably one of the most, or the second most liked character on the show aside from Rick or Andrew Lincoln.
Carol's my girl. So Carol Morgan, Dr. Dre, and what's the other chick's name?
Tara.
Tara, the one. I think she likes girls, right?
She well, her girlfriend
got killed, right?
Yeah, she did. Thing, yeah.
Trying to be tough. So yeah. Carol's gonna come back and save all of them because she's a
Carol's gonna go crazy.
She's a fucking beast, and nobody ever sees her coming.
And you know what the shitty thing about this whole thing is?
What?
We have to wait 5 months.
I know.
It was 6 months.
That's crazy, man.
And luckily we have other TV shows to watch, but at the same time you're just like, what the fuck happened at the end of the
You gotta watch Game of Thrones, bro.
You know, and we were talking about that right before we started, you know? Yeah, man. I mean, we need to
best show on TV, bro.
We're gonna totally get into it, I think, and
I like Walking Dead, but Game of Thrones is
it's on HBO Go, right? So we can catch up on that.
Yeah. Yeah, start from season one, man. It's just
go from there. Binge watch it.
Yeah, they don't play around killing you. They say you're gonna die, you die. They don't care if you're famous. They don't care if you knew. They don't care who you are. You're the king. You're the queen. You dead. You can be a peasant. It doesn't matter. You're gone. So, but yeah, listeners out there, if you guys
let us know
who you think.
Tweet at us.
That Negan killed. You know what I mean?
That Negan. Whoa.
Watch him out, bro. What you
My bad. My bad.
So yeah, tweet us or whatever.
Tweet at us at Pick Row Show and tell us what you think.
We need to create a Snapchat too, bro.
Well, you know what?
Let's do that.
You know what? I think. Well, you're kind of like the Snapchat savant and some other
savant, really.
Yeah, man. And you're not an idiot savant. You're just a.
I think I am.
Can
an
I
idiot
just
savant.
Say like
I think I might be like an idiot savant.
A corporate savant.
A what?
Corporate.
Dang. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure if I like that.
Pause.
He's called me a suit.
No, I'm a suit savant.
Suit savant.
No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, let us know.
Let us know what you think.
Via Twitter.
Hey, you know what? I think I did make a Snapchat.
Did you?
I'll give you the logins. I can't remember if I did or not.
Pick and row. All right. Well, let them know where they can contact us.
Snapchat it.
Let us know who you think this Negan killed. You know what I mean? So, obviously, I think it's Glenn. We both think it's Glenn.
We both think it's Glenn. We're in unison.
I don't know if it's because I don't really. I like him the least out of all those characters, so maybe that's why. But I don't know. But let us know.
Let us know, peeps.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
I don't have the skills to.
So have you been?
Have I been what?
You been watching the NBA playoffs or what?
You
still a Spurs fan?
No. Let me see. Really? I just decided to stop going to the games and.
Los Spurs?
Of course I'm a Spurs fan, bro.
I know. So obviously you have them winning it, right?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I mean, of course, I'm going to pick them. I mean, we've talked about this before. Now we're in, I mean, back in the day when we had our season preview. But I felt like when it came, if it came down to it, if they get to Golden State in the conference finals, it was going to be tough for them to beat Golden State in a seven-game series.
I don't think it'd be tough for them. I think they have a definitely have a shot to do it.
It's going to be challenging.
It's tough for anybody.
Like, you know what? My answer is when, because Val and I were talking about it, and she's like, "Do you think we can beat the Warriors?" I said, "You know what?
I think I can.
I mean, I don't know. It's going to be hard
with them having home court.
That's going to be hard. We have to take one from there.
You got to get one in there, and you got to win all yours at home. So,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
So I mean, that's you guys had to. Well, you were at home.
It's pretty freaking crazy that a team won 67 games and it's overshadowed because some team won 73 fucking games.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's a record, though. I mean,
it is a record. I mean, it stands. I mean,
what amazes me with them, though, is like how they do it. It's like they play. It's almost like street ball. But they move the ball. I mean, they pass the ball around. It's not like they don't pass. They pass the ball around. They don't do a lot of one-on-one stuff. It's a lot of ball movement.
Who's that?
Golden State.
Oh, so now we're talking about Golden State right now?
We're talking about playoffs.
Okay, go ahead.
Just because you're a Spurs fan, okay. You can't talk about other teams.
So, no, I just don't.
Sorry. Am I
not allowed to talk about other teams? Oh, here we go. We're picking right back up where we left off. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, Draymond Green is overrated.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
How's he overrated?
Anyway, so
what are you talking
about?
We're not gonna
get into that.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, so tell me what you were saying.
We talked about this in the beginning.
I know, and I'm gonna stick to my freaking guns.
So he's overrated. Why is he in
top 10? This sucks. The Blackhawks just got eliminated.
Yeah, see, that's what you get.
Oh, eat shit. Okay, all right. So
they eliminated your racist team anyway.
Oh my God, you need to get off of that already, man. Hey, man,
Native American.
Why don't you just stop being with your racist, what? Man. So anyway, so you were going to say
you up conspiracy, brother. You can't be doing. You can't be a Blackhawks fan.
Anyway, come on. So you said Golden State plays the. They pass the ball. They do this.
They do. Yeah, they have fun.
They play remarkable basketball.
They have fun. They're not relying on Michael
Jordan watching,
to do
if we're watching an N1 mixtape. Sure.
No, it's not N1, dude. Yes, it is. Is real basketball. How's the N1? So they're N1 mixtaping. Beating the NBA?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we might as well get
so what's that say about the rest of the NBA then?
The NBA.
They're terrible then.
No.
If they can let an and-one team come in.
You know what? If they did away with the three-point line, there wouldn't be any freaking Golden State Warriors.
Oh, so now you want to get rid of that three-point line. So now you're like Popovich. Are you a 70-year-old coach?
No. Popovich actually said, he said, they might as well just have a 5-point shot if we're gonna have 3-point shot. He's doing it to be sarcastic.
He is doing it to be sarcastic.
Popovich is a witty guy. And I don't care if Draymond Green averaged 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists a game against the fucking Houston Rockets.
No, is that playoffs or is that the season?
Hey, so who won Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, Kawhi's a beat.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I didn't say Kawhi
was
good.
I was just curious.
Who said that?
I was just curious what you thought.
I think Kawhi's a top 5 player. I don't think Draymond's better than him.
Okay.
But Draymond does go at him. When they play each other, he goes at Kawhi.
So,
he's the only guy I've ever seen do
here, that. Oh, so here's the thing. To answer your question,
what?
Who's not LeBron?
I said he's the only guy I've ever seen him go at Kawhi like that.
Okay.
They go have a really good matchup.
Yeah.
It's him and Kawhi.
Here's what I think about the whole Golden State-San Antonio matchup during the regular season. I thought we saw like maybe one or two games of realness, but then the other two games were smoke and mirrors.
Against who?
When Golden State and San Antonio played.
Yeah, they held back some stuff. Yeah, for sure. Both teams are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
strategy.
Yeah, that's strategy.
So we're now – well, let's –
well, Curry's hurt now, so –
yeah, well, so let's get into this.
For 2 weeks? Shh. Good luck.
So San Antonio's advanced. Oklahoma City just won tonight.
They're done, Ski.
So Oklahoma City's playing San Antonio. The Clippers and the Blazers are playing tonight. So what do you – in that series, who do you got winning?
Oh, Clippers going to win that series.
In how many games? What do you got them in?
It's 2-1 now.
It's 2-1.
I would say –
you're going to say 6.
5.
5?
No, they got to win the next two then.
Yeah, they got to win in Portland tonight, then they got to win the next couple
of nights. I would say they're going to take care of business tonight. And then they're going to finish it off at home if they're smart or if they can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 or 6. 6 at the most.
Okay, so then you think Golden State wins tomorrow against
Golden
Houston?
Golden State's going to play LA.
Okay, so you got the – so we're talking about the West first, right? So we got the Warriors, Clippers.
Warriors, Clippers.
Spurs, Thunder.
Okay, I got Spurs winning it.
So how many games you got the Spurs beating the Thunder?
That's going to be a good series. The Thunder can't close out games. games.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty,
that'll be ending.
I mean, you can close out games against Dallas.
I give them it. Might it could, they could win two games. So, six. They could win two games.
Okay, so you got Spurs in six.
They could also get swept too. But
I don't think the Oklahoma City could get swept.
The Spurs can sweep them. Yeah, if anybody could do it, Spurs can do it.
Okay.
But I'd say six at the most, five at the least.
I'm going to say six as well.
Yeah, six. That's about right.
I think they just don't have it.
They'll get two games.
Yeah, get two. I don't think they have enough firepower.
Clippers, Warriors, though?
That's going to go.
If Steph Curry doesn't play, man, it's going to be bad because you're going against Chris Paul, who's one of the best point guards in the league. You know what I'm saying? Then you bring in Jamal Crawford. I mean, it's just going to be tough, man.
It's a semifinal, so this is a big deal for Chris Paul. So he's got to get past that second round, finally.
Yeah, he's never done it. I mean, he's
32 years old. Yeah, not done it yet.
It's not his fault. He's not.
Yeah,
the
it is. He's got two of the best players. He's got Blake Griffin, who's arguably one of the best players in the league.
I agree. Blake Griffin, he's got
a bench.
They blew it last year. I think that was their time.
They totally blew it.
Since they blew it last year.
That window closed.
I think that window's closed.
Yep.
I don't think they'll get back there.
Not on that team.
So Chris Paul's about to get traders or just go somewhere else. But, I mean, it's not all about championships. Get paid. You know? Get that money. So my thing is this. You know, we always talk about this. Your money is guaranteed. A championship is not. So if you take less money and go somewhere to win. Think about it. Josh Norman.
Who the fuck is Josh Norman?
He plays for the Carolina Panthers.
It's funny. I don't even know who he is.
He just was in the Super Bowl.
He's one of the big lost.
But he's on a team that just went to the Super Bowl. His contract was up. So does he stay with a team that just went to the Super Bowl? Or does he get paid?
So he stays.
He left and got paid. Because your money is guaranteed. A championship is not, especially in football. Basketball might be a little easier, but football, definitely not guaranteed.
You
may never see the Super Bowl again.
You are crazy.
Nah. No, I'm not. If he stayed with Carolina, they're going to win it next year?
Maybe.
What's the percentage of?
Aren't they favored to win next year?
But what's the percentage of them really winning?
I don't really know percentages. You got to ask Javi Bettis that. The playmaker. Oh, he's not the playmaker anymore. He works at Ken's Five.
What's the percentage of him getting paid?
It's the NFL.
He's guaranteed $50 million.
Okay,
so he got that.
Okay, so we're getting sidetracked.
Anyway,
I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah,
let me reel your ass back in.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're cool.
It's a conspiracy, brother.
Oh, yep, yeah, it's conspiracy. Brother.
It's been a while.
Right? He's not smart, brother. He's conspiracy, brother.
So, yeah, man, Clippers, Warriors, if Steph Curry's healthy, Warriors for sure.
Even a healthy Steph Curry, I don't think they could beat the Clippers. The Clippers give them a hard time.
The Clippers do give them a hard time.
Man, that's a good rivalry, too. They kind of hate each other, don't they?
Yeah, it's a really good rivalry, actually, because they know how to – the Clippers know how to – Chris Paul knows how to run an offense and disrupt the defense. So, he's very good at that. That's his thing. So, with Curry, even though he's one of the best pretty much shooting point guards ever, he might be the best shooting point guard ever. He tends to give, you know, they go at it. Oh, I can't think of anybody could shoot better than him. Steve Nash,
Muggsy
maybe.
Bogues. Anyway, no, okay. I see what you're saying.
He's going to be out 2 weeks, so we don't know. I mean, if he's not playing that series for 2 weeks, they might not even beat
the Clippers. The series has to play. The series with Houston ends today. Tomorrow.
It's over.
Or whenever they play.
Over. Houston can't beat them.
And you know what? Houston sucks, dude. They suck.
Colin, they suck.
Man, dude, I saw Colin today when I got there, and the first thing I said to him was like, dude, your team freaking sucks, dude.
They don't pass the ball to Dwight. They don't play as a team. They don't get back on defense.
I was like, dude, you guys had the game tied at halftime. Steph Curry goes down. You're supposed to be
lose by 20.
Let's kill him. Let's go kill him, and lose by 20.
No killer instinct.
Oh, my gosh.
You were in the conference finals last year. Fired your coach 10 games in. And you're terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Yeah, you can tell the team just sucks.
Colin, you're terrible.
Yeah, you are. Okay. So that series is going to go, what do you think, 6 or 7?
I can't say because it depends on Curry. If he's hurt, Clippers in 6. No.
So Steph Curry's hurt. He's not going to be in the series. I don't think. Okay.
No,
so,
Clippers in 6.
And that's a whole other debate.
If he plays, he's healthy.
Warriors in 7.
Warriors in 7.
Okay. Wow. You're going to say 7 games?
Yeah, because he's not going to be 100% healthy.
Yeah.
He's only going to be like 80%, 85 maybe at the most.
I'm going to go with – I'll go Clippers in 6.
I don't know if I would even play the guy, though, because, like, think about it.
And that's what I was about to get into.
Why?
If you're Warriors management – you got to protect your investment
you
here.
You can't RG3 him like that.
Don't risk that shit.
Yeah, don't RG3 him.
Do you care about back-to-back, or do you care about winning more titles in the future?
I care about my franchise player. I'm not going to do what the Redskins did to RG3.
Or what Grant Hill did to himself.
Don't let him play. I mean, he's one of the arguably top five player. I mean, he's a top five player.
And he's hitting his prime.
And he's like 24 or something.
He's 28.
Right? Is he Stephen?
He's 28.
Oh, gosh. So he's
been
prime.
In the league for like 7 years. Yeah. Nobody even realizes it.
No. He's been out for a minute.
Well, Steph Curry's been 1 year. No, he's been in for six or seven years.
So, I mean, I would rest him because I need you for the next 5 years instead of this season.
Yeah.
And can we really beat the Clippers and
San Antonio? Yeah, it's going to take a lot with
our best player who is at 80%.
Right.
And let's say we do get through it, then you got Cleveland.
You're
not going to be all three of those teams with an 80% Steph Curry. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
One guy said to me today, he's like, oh, I think Golden State can win the whole thing without Steph Curry. I said, you don't watch basketball.
Who said that?
Some guy.
Okay.
I was like, you don't watch basketball. That tells me right there that I can't talk to you no more because you do not watch basketball. How can you say that they're going to win, they can still win it without the best player, without the MVP? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
They're still a good team. They're not a number one seed. They would beat San Antonio seven games in a seven-game series without Steph Curry?
No.
Please.
No.
Because Kawhi will be all over Thompson, and then nobody else will be able to do anything.
And Sean Livingston can only play like 20 minutes, too.
No, he's good.
And Barbosa is not going to run your offense.
No. Sean Livingston is nice, but he's not Steph Curry.
No. He's not going to give you – you can contain him.
He's contained.
Leave him wide open out there.
He's 15 points.
Yeah. And that was the thing I was going to get to you on, because back when San Antonio won their first title, like two games before the season ended, Tim Duncan tears his meniscus, and – he could have played on it, but management and Coach Pop said, nope, we're shutting you down. You're not going to play. And he's like, well, I want to play. He's like, we care more about your career rather than
I don't care if you want to play.
Yeah.
We're making a business decision for our business. This is not the best decision for us.
Yep.
Your ass is sitting down.
Yep.
Because we ain't pay, $20 million a year to fucking hurt yourself.
Yep. So if I was Golden State, I would say, you know what?
Which is like slavery anyway.
Oh, my gosh. What the fuck?
Conspiracy, brother.
Okay. PCP. There's our Chappelle reference. There's probably more later. Anyway, so I would totally, say, you know what? Shut you down. Let's get you. I mean, if that's me thinking, even as just if I was running the Warriors, not just because I'm a Spurs fan, because honestly, it's not going to be a fair fight without him there.
No.
If we're not going to be like, oh, we beat Golden State. I mean, even though people are going to be excited if they do. But first, they got to get through the Thunder.
Injuries are part of the game.
Yep, it happens.
When my teams lose, my team get hurt, everybody's like, oh, injuries are part of the game. I'm like, yep. All right, injuries are part of the game.
They are part of the game.
Just like anybody else.
Yep.
So
snow, sour grapes. Okay.
Boy hurt. So that's the West.
East.
So right now, I'm picking San Antonio in the West.
So we got, okay. Really?
I mean, who else is going to win it?
Hey, well, you know what
the Clippers in San Antonio?
So what do you think? Let me ask you this, because the last time we talked was in January.
Yeah.
3 months ago.
I'm not a Spurs hater. I'm just,
No.
I just hate you.
Good, I hate you too. So what do you fucker.
I like the Spurs, bro. I got to
What do you think of LaMarcus playing into the system? How do you think he's done?
So it, finally.
He got his shit together.
Yeah, he's starting to see, I think, with Timmy and Timmy and TP sitting down like that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then it was just like Aldridge and Kawhi that fourth quarter. I was just like, wow. That was like the new team right there.
Yeah.
Patty Mills, who was a Danny Green. And who was
you had like David West or D.O. in there.
Right. So, I mean, that was like, that's your future. So, future looks good. I mean, LaMarcus is still he's not the best power forward in the league, but he's top five.
Sure.
Possibly top three.
That's debatable.
Yeah, but he's not the best. But he's a solid scorer. He plays D now. I mean, he plays solid D, rebounds.
You know what? I was impressed with him. He's got good defense.
He's in the right position. So, Pop, he put in a system where he can just fit right in. Like, you see David West. You see what he does. You see what they're doing. So, you have to do the exact same thing.
That's true. Yeah.
He's in a system where you see them, examples of them doing the right thing. So, you have to do the right thing as well. So, when we rotate – nigga, you rotate. If I get your man, you get my man. I mean, it's just how basketball. So you pick up a man. If I pick your man up and you just stand there, motherfucker, go get somebody. Get a man, and then everybody can just rotate to their man. That's how it is.
And folks, pick is going hood on us.
I'm sorry, my bad.
No, that's cool, man. I liked it. I think you told me that one time in the league. You remember, you're like motherfucker, get your ass in the game.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was like, you gotta be paying attention. No, if you rotate,
like, you're like, Nick, do you want to play or not? I'm like, right. Yeah. I was like, get your ass in there.
Don't be scared, motherfucker. Get your ass in there. Yeah. I'm Coach Pickett right now. So no, I mean, you know, he's in a good system. I mean, Spurs system is probably the best ever. So, you just gotta know your role, fit into it, do what you do in that role, and. You know, share the ball, move the ball around, and that's what it's about. Get the defense moving, rotate the ball, and see what happens.
That's true, man. And
shit, you got Kawhi. He's the best player. He's. I mean, he does everything. I'm impressed with Kawhi, man. I've been wanting to see him
take over blossom. Like that.
I've talked about that, remember?
Yeah. So yeah.
I want to see him take that next step to where he's taking over, but not just taking over and hitting the shot. Okay. He's actually hitting the shots that at the end of the games that you're like, is he going to hit this or not? And this motherfucker is hitting it, like, every time. So it's to the point where I'm like, oh, shit.
Man. And he's hitting the ball, too.
He's in everything. I'm like, he's going to hit this shot because he's always hitting it. So
He was a few percentage points away from being part of the 50-40-90 club this year. Yeah.
Wow.
He had a pretty good year.
I mean, he's top three, man.
Yeah. In the league right now?
I would say him, LeBron. Let me see. Okay.
You could probably go five because you're
– him, LeBron – so Kawhi, LeBron, Steph. I like Westbrook a lot, man.
Hey, you know what? I've said a lot of things about Westbrook, but dude, he can play. He can pass.
Used to hate Westbrook. I tell you, Westbrook is unstoppable.
He's a good player, man. He's a great player.
He's beyond good. He's a Hall of Famer, man.
Of course he is, but I just don't know if that's the team, the Thunder's where they need to be yet.
He might need a team by himself.
You think?
Yeah,
that's a whole other kind of worms. We'll probably save that for like a July podcast because that's when free agency starts. But
I mean, he attacks the rim like nobody ever has. I mean, I've never seen any player attack the rim like he does. I mean, it's scary. Like, he doesn't take plays off. He's attacking the rim like every play. It's scary. But they're not going to beat San Antonio.
I agree.
So I say Spurs West, especially with Steph Curry hurt now. Unless something happens to somebody on the Spurs.
All right, man. So look,
and in the East,
this is how bad I am with the East because I don't even know the bracket right now.
Oh my god, really?
so who's the 4-5? There goes
damn,
that chair again.
Tearing shit up?
No, you're okay.
4-5, I think is Boston, Toronto. No. That's wait a minute.
No. It's gonna be. So 1-8 is Cleveland, Detroit. Cleveland just won.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
So four five is what? Is it Charlotte and Miami? No.
No, it was who was it? Atlanta. No, Atlanta and
it's Atlanta and Boston, right?
God. No. It's not Atlanta and Boston. It's
look at this. This is terrible. I mean this shows you our rest, folks.
I was just watched it.
So yeah, it is it's Atlanta and Boston.
Is it Atlanta and Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I was just watching that game.
It's Toronto and Indiana. Wait, so Cleveland's advanced. It's Charlotte and Boston. Atlanta and Boston. So
Atlanta. It's like the East doesn't even exist.
No, it doesn't really.
Because Cleveland's gonna come out of there. It doesn't really.
Yeah, because we said 6 months ago, they have a free pass.
It's not a free. It's a free pass for Cleveland because they're so good. It's not that the East is terrible because we were just talking about this earlier. Somebody was trying to dog the East. I said. He was like, oh,
it was pretty balanced.
Toronto would
be
terrible. I said Toronto was a good. They almost beat the Spurs. Like they gave the Spurs a run in San Antonio. So
and they didn't have two players.
Right. Yeah. They're missing Damari Carroll and somebody else is missing. So I mean, they can play. Spurs are good. I mean, not Spurs. Toronto's good. Atlanta's good. Miami's good. Boston's good.
Charlotte and Indiana.
Indiana's good, actually.
You're not gonna pick them out of the East.
No, I wouldn't pick them in the West. I'm just saying that, but they're good teams. They're not like terrible teams.
No,
people saying, oh, they're not terrible.
This is probably aside from like this from San Antonio and Golden State having amazing seasons. It's a pretty balanced pretty balanced all across the board.
I think so.
It is.
Cleveland's had a good year too, though.
Yeah, Cleveland won 57 games.
Yeah,
in a normal season, that's considered to be. I mean, that's really good.
Right. So
been downplaying it, but
yeah, Cleveland.
Toronto won 56 games. That's good too. That's good for Toronto. Toronto, I don't think that's the best they've ever done. Yeah.
Oh, it's not right, probably. Yeah, but it's still Cleveland gonna come out of the East. So it's gonna be Cleveland, San Antonio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, no, but we haven't picked the rest of the East teams. So who do you got out
matter.
Of who do you what, yeah who do you got out of Atlanta and Boston? Atlanta?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so then
Atlanta, Boston?
So do you think
I want Boston to win because of Jared Sellinger and Evan Turner out of
Iowa
State?
Fat boys.
And
Watch out now. He's not Sellinger's fat.
He's not fat.
He's fluffy.
He's a little fluffy, but he's not fat.
He's a little fluffy. He's fluffy.
No, he's like 260, dude. He's a big boy. He's like 6'9".
He's so people rag on Boris Diaw for saying he's chubby. They're the same size.
What?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Boris Diaw, I think, is like 6'8". But anyway, yeah. Okay, so what if Cleveland and Miami in the conference finals?
Cleveland beat the mess out of them.
I don't know, man. Miami's got his number, dude.
Let me see, whose number?
LeBron's.
How's that?
Ever since he's left, he can't win in Miami.
He's just playing with them, man. No, are you serious?
Come on now.
He is playing
with
them.
You said that too when they were gonna win, they were gonna do their three-peat.
He is playing with them, man.
White Heat.
The White Heat. No, they can't.
So, all right.
When Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and have you watched them? They're playing really good right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Love played awesome in game one.
Because LeBron is letting Kyrie run the show.
He needs to.
Well, I mean, you know.
I think
he's letting Kevin Love is starting to fit in. He's fitting in instead of fitting out.
Yeah, don't fit out, fit in.
He's fitting in.
That was like the tweet, right? Fit out, don't fit in. Yeah, or was it fit in, don't fit out?
Play
or,
with us, man. I mean, because to keep it real, he's not as good as those two guys. So you need to play with us.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
We're not about to defer to you because you're not better than us.
He's a better shooter. No, that's arguable.
Spot up. He's shooting spot up shots. Well, I mean, anybody can shoot like that. But Kyrie's the better shooter out of all of them. Yeah. Kyrie's a beast. He's damn near Steph Curry.
So Pick's getting worked up right now. It's hilarious.
What?
You heard me.
Don't get cut over here, cuz.
Okay. He went cuz on me. Look at that.
Let me bring my knife out. You know I'm strapped.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you got
Cleveland and San Antonio. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
that'll be a good series because they match up. We both match up well. Both teams match up well with each other.
Yeah, you know, I want the championship to be here. On top, you know, Spurs is, you know, we're in San Antonio, so of course we want the Spurs to be in the championship.
You don't,
game.
But you're not going to pick them. You're going to pick Cleveland because you're from Ohio. You got to pick the LeBron.
But I'm not a Cleveland fan. I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a Kyrie Irving fan. I'm not a Cleveland fan. I'm not from Cleveland.
You're not from Cleveland?
No.
You're from Akron? No, you're I'm from Columbus. The Horseshoe. My bad, my bad,
and,
my bad.
I lived in the Natty, too, so.
Yeah, and Cincinnati. Dayton.
I represent Cleveland, too. I'm just not from Cleveland. But
no, I get what you're saying.
I'm not a Cleveland fan.
Yeah,
so I'm a LeBron fan.
Kyrie. All right, man. So
my son got some Kyries.
Those shoes look pretty cool.
He can't ball, though, but he got some Kyries.
His dad can't ball that much either.
He thinks he can ball now.
Three shots and he's fucking blown up.
Two shots.
Shout out to Jonathan Sanford.
Yeah.
Two shots.
So, yeah, who you got, man? What you think?
I mean, it's obviously it's Cleveland out of the East because it's a free
right.
pass.
It's the same thing, right?
We're probably –
So, who do you
– We're on the same fucking page.
That's like the first time ever. Yeah. So – but we're probably going to disagree on the winner.
Well,
you got Spurs for sure.
If it comes
Spurs
down,
in seven.
If it comes down to seven games –
They got the better
– Yeah, they're going to have the home court.
Spurs in seven for you?
Yeah, I'll probably say that.
I'm going to say Cleveland in seven.
Mm. If LeBron can
just,
get...
Just because y'all got like 15 championships.
We have five.
Cleveland has zero.
Right, but
So it's really more for this. It's not that I want the Cleveland Cavaliers to win. It's more that I want the city of Cleveland.
No,
to win.
I get it, dude. I get
my
it.
My homies up there.
No, I mean
East Cleveland.
I mean, there's the catch. There's you know the saying? Shot. There's the throw. There's
well, they weren't gonna never win. Those Cavs were never gonna win a championship anyway.
Oh hell no!
Even if they got past Chicago
last year, they probably could have. They could have won. They should have won.
Well, again, you had Kyrie
but
play one game.
You had
yeah. Play any, so.
And you had the. I mean, the Cavs were depleted. And LeBron had a 2-1 lead on them, though.
He did. He carried them.
I was just like, dang, man, Cleveland. But Cleveland D'd up in that series.
But that's all they had.
So was that because of David Blatt?
No, that was because you got
Don't even say Tyronn Lue, because Tyronn Lue does not know how to coach.
You're crazy.
No,
are
I'm
you
not
serious?
Crazy. No, I am serious.
So Blatt was better than him?
I don't think either one of them knows what they're doing.
Why, do you know Tyronn Lue was the next guy to get a head coaching job, though? Do you know he was the next guy up?
So was Brian Shaw. What's your point?
I'm just saying. Shaw can't coach?
If Brian Shaw had LeBron James, he'd probably still have a job.
Well, that's not true.
He had Ty Lawson culinary.
That's not necessarily true because a lot of people coach Michael Jordan. Nobody won until Phil Jackson got there. So I mean, that's not necessarily true.
You're bringing this up. You're getting all into it because he's black.
No, I'm getting all into it because
you better calm down,
Mr.
Joe Klein.
I'm mad because everybody keeps saying Blatt. Blatt came over here from the Europe League. He never coached against none of these guys.
So what we're getting, what
no,
I was getting
about,
to,
he don't know nothing about no
so
ninjas. You know what
so
I mean?
So what I'm about to get to, it's look, Tyronn Lue.
Tyronn Lue played against these dudes.
Sure, he's a player's coach.
He's got a ring.
He has a ring because
doesn't matter.
Allen Iverson walked over him. That was his biggest claim of fame.
True. No, he's famous for that. But he was in the finals.
Excuse me, did I just?
He's got a
he
ring.
Played 2 minutes, but he's
doesn't
in the
matter.
Finals.
He played more than 2 minutes.
So look, my point. Look, I was gonna get to. Oh, you know what it was? LeBron James is the HNIC at Cleveland.
He
you
sure
know
is.
It.
Yeah.
He's running the team. Not.
No, but he actually listened to Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue calls him out.
Yeah, that's why Griffin gave him a contract right away to keep. We gotta keep that little brother happy.
No, so this is what happened. Blatt got hired before LeBron signed.
They
had no idea
that
he was going to sign.
And that was stupid.
Tyronn Lue was the second guy to get hired.
So
instead of they interviewed both guys.
Right.
Instead of the Tyronn Lue going to another team. Well, they went with Blatt.
They brought him in as an assistant.
Usually Tyronn Lue goes to another team. They brought him in as an assistant, which never happens. They should never done that.
So let me ask you this. Did LeBron not get along with Mike Brown? Because Mike Brown, they brought back Mike Brown for that season before.
Yeah, but Mike Brown was more of a defensive coach, though. You
but
know
did
I mean?
They not get him and LeBron didn't get along?
I don't know if he had enough players. Like right now, this is the best. To me,
this
I think
best
this is the best team that
Cleveland
he's ever
team,
had.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, he's got the big three, which he had in Miami.
Right.
But he has Shumpert. J.R. Smith,
Thug,
Mozgov, Dellavedova,
Australian Thug,
because he's black. You got Tristan Thompson, so you got a bunch of role players.
Overpaid Tristan Thompson
doesn't matter.
He's not even playing, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Or is
he? Starts. Yeah.
Okay.
Mozgov don't play at all, which I'm not sure what's going on with that, but
he'll play against
they'll play against bigger people.
Play against when Duncan, they play the Spurs, but even though I mean Tim Duncan's not Tim Duncan anymore. But anyway, go.
Yeah, but Mozgov's only 15 minutes anyway. But
okay.
But he's got the best complimentary players that he's ever had.
Yeah.
He's never had a guard like Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Dwayne Wade, but Kyrie's a whole different shooter.
Kyrie Irving's better than Dwayne Wade. I'm going to say that right now.
I would say offensively. He's better.
Well, Dwayne Wade was not really a good defender either. I don't know why you're saying
Kyrie Irving is? No.
No, they're probably even on that
Dwayne
level.
Dwayne Wade's a better defender than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, but offensively, Kyrie Irving's a better scorer because he can shoot.
He's a better shooter. I'm not going to say he's a better scorer. You got to think, Dwayne Wade averaged 25 points for his career.
Well,
he's arguably a top 3 to 5 two-guard ever.
Top 10, maybe. But
nah, he's higher than that. Okay. He's higher than that.
Oh.
Top 5.
Yeah.
Mike, Kobe. Yeah. Mike, Kobe. Who else?
Clyde.
I would take Dwayne Wade over Clyde.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I would take Dwayne Wade over Clyde. Dwayne Wade was unstoppable.
Hey, speaking of which, I mean, did you see that ESPN 30 for 30, Magic Moment?
No, I did not.
Dude, that was so good. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't seen
it. It's the one about it's about Shaq and Penny.
No, I didn't see it.
In Orlando.
I did not. How many times you ask me?
I'm just going to tell you, it's good.
I'm going to keep saying I didn't see it.
Watch you, motherfucker. All right.
You keep looking at me. I'm saying I didn't see it.
Okay.
Like you don't believe me.
All right, man. So go ahead.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. Sorry, we got sidetracked there. But, okay, so David Blatt thing. Okay, well, Tyronn Lue's done a good job. I will give him that.
He's a good coach.
So
if the coach that calls you out, that calls out your star player, who's the better coach? The one that calls out the star player or the one that does not?
Who called him? He called out LeBron?
Yes.
Tyronn Lue did.
Yes.
What? Oh, yeah. LeBron.
Black wouldn't do it. LeBron. And Tyronn Lue called him out in front of everybody. Like, hold on, bro. You ain't playing no defense either.
LeBron was being a baby like toward the end of the season or like in the middle, like in the middle of February.
No, I don't think so. I just think people, when you're not happy, you're not, I mean, you're just not happy. Well,
then,
you know what I mean?
Then leave it.
Why do I got to be a baby? Because I don't like.
Because you're one of the highest paid players in the NBA.
So I can't complain?
You have two titles. You're an athletic specimen.
So I can't complain.
Well, complain to your front office. Don't freaking put it on Twitter.
What you mean? I can't complain, though.
He knows better.
I'm still human.
He knows better.
He's fine. I mean, he's good. What has he ever done to anybody? Come on, man. Let the guy complain. We get so sensitive over things people make say on Twitter and
just
all that.
Just shut up, dude. My point is just shut up and play.
Okay.
Figure it out.
He does.
I'm just saying.
How hard has he been playing by him? Now he's playing. Now he got a team finally.
That's his fault, man.
How is that his fault?
Well, what do you want me to do? Feel sorry for him because he had no team?
No, I'm not saying feel sorry for him. I'm just saying give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
What do you say about Patrick Ewing for playing hard for 12 years and he could never win?
He should been mad, yeah.
He probably is mad.
Right.
He lost to Mike every year.
Yeah.
Fuck Mike. Anyway, okay.
Get mad. Shit. Fuck that. Yeah.
All right. So we already talked. You got Cleveland. I got San Antonio.
Yep.
Moving on, just to kind of.
So who do you guys got out there? Let us know.
Yeah. Do that again.
We're in Spurs country, tweet. So I'm assuming.
Tweet.
A lot of Spurs fans tweet. Out there going to say, Los Spurs.
Facebook it out. Snapchat it.
Where my Ohio people at, though, represent.
Oh, man. Get over it. Ohio.
Oh, hey, watch yourself, bro.
Oh my bad. I'm just kidding. I'm only.
Don't get capped.
I'm not gonna be controversial. My bad.
Don't get popped here.
I don't want to get popped.
All right. So let us know who your picks are gonna be, for the NBA playoff season. Pretty much, Cleveland, San Antonio here for both of us. I got Cleveland in 7. He's got San Antonio in 7. So
I got San Antonio.
We'll see. We might have to make a bet on this.
A bet.
The loser shaves his head. Yeah, we'll do that.
Fool, so, you already got your head shaved.
Huh? What?
Your head's already, you're already bald, man.
Oh, okay, my bad. So, moving on.
So
let's take a quick moment of silence for those who have passed on. All right.
Yeah.
And we're back. So, man, it's been a crazy 2016 already.
Yeah, it has been.
My boy passed away, dude.
Who's that?
Prince. Prince. I think, oh, man.
He is.
I can't believe that dude passed. I was like.
You know, that one caught me by surprise, man.
I was like hurt by that, man. I was really hurt.
He was almost the same age as MJ.
Yeah, he's Jacko. Like 50-something, right?
57.
What's crazy is he like performed like a week before that happened, like in Atlanta, man. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up with that?
What was amazing is that I had no idea. I mean, he stayed in Minnesota the whole time. He never left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he was home base.
Prince was different. I mean, he did things his own way. I mean, he left Warner Brothers and started his own. Like, I can't get Prince nothing on Apple Music. I can't get Prince anything anywhere.
Yeah, you can't find him anywhere.
No, you
can't
get anything. It's been done because he stopped that a long time ago because you have to get his stuff straight from him, I think. Or they just don't sell it.
Yeah.
He didn't even perform a lot of that stuff because he became a Jehovah's Witness. He stopped performing a lot of the questionable songs.
Really?
Yeah, from what I heard.
Well, you know, I remember, I didn't mean to cut you off, man, but when Guitar Hero and Rock Band, when I was still working at GameStop and was like in its heyday, they asked him to put his music on the games. And he said, I'd rather see a kid learn how to play my songs and play a real instrument than play some stupid video game.
Yep. Why would I want a kid to play? He was a true musician. Musician. Now, he played, like, you would see him, like, he would play and sing, and, like, he would play every single instrument.
Yeah.
Better than the people who are playing it, which is crazy because they're professionals. That's what they do for a living. He was like, hold on, let me show you how to do that. No, that's not what I want. Let me show you. And he would just do it himself. I'm like, this is it. That's crazy.
I listened to a few of his songs. I mean, he kind of peaked, like, more during, like, the 80s. So when I caught a glimpse, you know, started listening to Prince, it was like in the early 90s and late 80s. I've listened to songs like 1999, Kiss, and, you know, Purple Rain, and then a lot of stuff with The Revolution. But true pioneer, man, an amazing musician, dude. I mean, he paved the way for a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of these musicians today that, you know, play guitar or are in, you know, R&B or whatever, he was a big inspiration to a lot of them.
Y'all go back to the days of, like, Controversy. You don't remember that. That's, like, back in the back in the day. Day.
Yeah, because the word Chuck was a teenager in the '80s.
He used to have his taco meat out.
Oh yeah.
he wore like blouses. So I don't know what Prince had on. Boy had on a blouse or someone had a taco meat out.
I mean, this guy was dressed up more like a woman. He was the man. Most women in the club.
Yeah, but all the women loved him though. I mean, he had all the women.
Well,
like,
that wasn't the thing in the '80s, though, right?
Man. Yeah, it was.
So did you wear stuff like that?
Nah.
With the hamburger meat all hanging out.
No, they had no taco meat.
Hey, so why do they call it taco meat? Because
it looks like a taco when you have like your shirt. You got the hairs popping out.
That's taco meat.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah, now I know that. Because remember, like on Too Fast, Too Furious, Tyrese is like, look at you guys dressed up all sharp, the hamburger meat hanging out. I thought he was just referring because he was showing the skin, but then like that's the hair, right?
yeah. But Prince, man, was my dude, man. I love Prince, man. He's one of my favorites. Him back in the day, Morris Day, Jesse Johnson.
Morris Day in the time.
Morris Day, all them guys back.
Oh, we yo.
That's that whole what was that? That sound from the
you can't say
Minneapolis. That Minneapolis.
Oh
sound.
Yeah. That Blake Minnetonka stuff.
Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yeah. Purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Yeah, man.
This bores me. How about a game of basketball between you and your friends versus me and the revolution?
Me and the revolution.
Just the shirts against the blouses.
Yeah, I go way back, man. The Doctor, you know what I mean? Lisa and Wendy. So you don't know about them. That's the name of his band, you know what I mean?
What is it that he says? He says,
who's what?
He goes, let's run the play, Computer Blue.
Ow! Prince, nice man. Hustle. Dave Chappelle is stupid.
In your face, Charlie Murphy. Nobody knew he slaps the guy on the ass. He's like, nice shot. I ain't on your team.
Man. Yeah, Prince, man. That's my dude. Dave Chappelle makes fun about you, then you know you made it.
Oh, so, yeah, man.
But
yeah.
Prince is the man. He's transcending, man. So, and then Vanity died, which
man.
She was part of his crew back in the day. He helped bring her up, Vanity 6.
And she was real sick, though, man.
I didn't even know that's my girl,
dude,
man.
She was like on dialysis for the last 4 or 5 years.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, it was like from the years of drug abuse. Her kidneys and stuff were pretty bad.
I should know that. That's my girlfriend. I don't know my girlfriend's sick.
Man, I remember watching her on The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon. It was Tay-Mac. Yeah,
Tay-Mac. Still looks the same.
She was on Action Jackson, too.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Boy,
shout out to Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
David Bowie, though.
Oh, man.
Nope. He's on Prince Love, too. I mean, he's one of those guys.
He was kind of like what Prince is doing, too, right? He's transcendent, too.
He's a white version of Prince. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a black version of David Bowie. I don't know.
My wife.
Same era, too.
Yeah, she loves a Labyrinth. Yeah.
David Bowie. He even had a black wife, right? Didn't he marry?
I think he did.
Yeah, he married. He's been with a black woman for a minute. That's my dude, man.
He was also
David
with
Bowie.
Mick Jagger, apparently.
Who was?
David Bowie.
What you mean, together? What you mean?
Supposedly, I heard they were, you know.
I can probably believe that.
That's
too.
They're
both
kind of
crazy looking.
Yeah, they were really out there. But anyway,
boy,
but I mean,
man,
amazing.
Boy, my boy too, man. Put on, man. He made a lot of good music too. Natalie Cole.
Oh dang!
You know Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole. You know what I mean? She died. Who else? Fife Dawg.
No.
Yeah, you on the one Fife?
Are you on point five? I got you cute. I got your tip.
Yeah. Check the rhyme.
Yeah, but hey, that's what we're using for the intro,
point
man.
Five.
Yeah,
got it. So, yeah, Fife Dawg, Five Footer. Man, Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Who else? Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Any of my country fans out there?
Not much of a country fan, but
you know you like Merle Haggard. I've seen the posters in your room.
Dude, I don't even. Hey, what room, man? Look, you're in the man cave
right now. Right beside the Star Wars posters. I see y'all right here.
That's nothing but Beatles stuff.
Yeah, Star Wars, Beatles, and Merle Haggard. I see
you're crazy, you fool.
Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Yeah.
Just Jr. though, right?
I guess.
Jr.?
Probably.
That wasn't the Frank Sinatra.
No. Frank Sinatra passed away a few years ago.
Doris Roberts, the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, man. She was awesome,
dude. She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in a few things.
She was in Grandma's Boy, National Lampoon's.
It was something else.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. She was the
Yeah, she's the mother-in-law.
That's what she was in.
She was so good, man.
Man, yeah.
She
all
was
these
super
people.
Sweet.
Who
yeah.
else? Pearl Washington. Earl the Pearl. Yeah.
B-Ball. Wow.
That's right. China, the girl, man.
You know, and that one, I mean, it's sad, but it didn't surprise me because she kind of abused a lot of drugs.
Oh,
she'd been on drugs, but they donated her brain to
what? They donated her brain.
Yeah, she did the celebrity rehab.
Did she really?
Yeah,
I was really just playing with that.
Dude, no,
I never
like,
saw that.
Freaking Sean Waltman showed up and she was like all messed up. Yeah, dude,
I really just made it up just now.
No, okay. She was really in celebrity rehab.
Wow.
What the hell was I saying?
Why you keep hitting me, man? Quit touching
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, I'm hitting you because I'm trying to make...
Don't ever touch me again.
Get the hell out of my face.
Don't you ever touch
All
me.
All right, so I'm trying to think, what was it? Oh, she had abused drugs for years, man.
Really?
So,
well, yeah. They all do, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
I probably would, too, if I was a millionaire.
She,
you know what I mean?
But she donated her brain to CTE research.
CTE?
You know, for the brain.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
See, they want to know
what's
going on.
That's good for her. At least she,
that's good for her. She passed away.
But she donated, so she's still giving.
So we're going to find out what the heck happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they can get more
stuff. So they really don't know what happened to Prince, right? No, they don't know what the cause of death is yet.
Or
they do know, but they haven't released
it. I think it was, what was it? I forgot what they said. I'm not sure, man. I hadn't really been, I've just been kind of distraught, man. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was kind of all sudden and thing. I feel like I just talked to him like last week. Man.
Who,
you know
Prince?
I mean? Yeah, man.
You talked to him when you're
1999? Yeah.
1999.
I was dreaming in the purple rain. And, I thought, I don't know. But yeah, man, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
It's kind of sad, man. It's pretty sad.
Pretty crazy. I think it's a conspiracy. I think they had him killed. Like
oh,
Michael,
my God. Well,
like
you
Michael
shut
Jackson.
Up.
Just like
that
they killed
crap.
Michael Jackson. They killed Prince, man.
Conspiracy pick is back,
conspiracy,
folks.
Brother, bro.
It's,
I'm telling you, they had him killed because he left Warner Brothers. And he, you know, he was making his own.
He left Warner Brothers years ago, man.
Right. Michael Jackson left Sony back in 2001 or whatever. So what? You don't think they can wait to kill
Michael
you?
Jackson was in a shitload of debt. Again.
You're crazy.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Dude, yes, he was. They were
don't believe that.
They were going to take his Never Never Land ranch.
Don't believe that.
Come on.
He just ain't paying his bills. He
Come
got
on.
Money. He black, so he got the money. He just don't want to pay the bill.
Michael,
that's what I'm saying.
Michael Jackson wasn't black.
He probably bought some Jordans.
He
started off black, so. On the inside, he was black. He was a black, white woman. He's a black man on the inside, white woman on the outside.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't do anything to you.
But they had him killed. They had him killed.
Oh, whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and OJ didn't kill his wife?
No, OJ did not. He hired somebody to do that. The gloves didn't even fit.
If the glove don't fit, it must have quit.
He put on these tight-ass gloves. Why would I
hey, man, did you watch that show? American Crime Story with OJ?
No, I did
on
not.
On FX?
Was
man,
it good?
That was a good show.
It was Cuba Gooding, right?
Yeah.
I just keep seeing his face. Like,
I want to go home with my family. He was trying to, he had that raspiness
we the people,
going on.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it good?
No, the people versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay.
American Crime Story.
What did I say? We the people.
We the people.
What is that?
You're reciting the Declaration of Independence.
Recite the Declaration? We the people. 4 score and 10 years ago.
I don't know where the rest goes, but anyway.
We the people. I'm tripping. So, yeah, tripping. So it was good?
Yeah, it was real good, bro.
Okay.
You so need I should check it out.
I should watch it.
Find it. It's over.
No, I recorded it.
It's over, dog.
But I got all this stuff recorded. I'm
like 14 episodes, man.
It's 14?
Hey, man, so did
yeah,
you. Oh, never mind. I was going to bring up the DirecTV thing. But
I'm not going to watch it.
You got that DirecTV on the good deal?
What you mean?
You know.
With discount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. $10, cool. $10, homie.
Yeah, I mean, because of the Office stuff, right?
I don't pay $10. I got all the channels.
You got all the channels, yeah. I figured you
I pay
did.
Like 150.
Might as well just keep
I
yours.
Got, like, every channel.
Dang.
Nah, I don't pay that much.
You got the stuff on Pluto.
Nah, I don't pay that.
Playing on the
moon,
bitch.
I got to get my Pinoy TV in, bro. My Filipino channels, bro. You know what I'm saying? You don't know about that?
I thought you were
Hong Kong. Oh, dang. They're just making fun of my people.
Nah, I'm kidding, man.
Let me chop you up. I'm Bruce
been
Leroy.
Been watching a lot of chop sake flicks.
You know I'm Bruce Leroy, cuz.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So you know, just to get back to giving a shout out to the people who passed away in 2016.
Yeah, man, that's sad.
Another good friend of mine as well passed away. Paulette Mizell.
Oh man, sorry.
Passed
to
away
that,
as
man.
Well, man. One of my classmates that graduated with me out of Eastmore, Columbus, Ohio, class of '89.
Well, man, sorry to hear that, dude.
She was a twin too. So
wow.
Yeah, so shout out the moment of silence for her as well. You know, yeah. I mean, it's for all those people.
Yeah, man, that's unfortunate, man. I'm sorry to hear about that, and to her family as well.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're moving on.
Well, let's talk about one more thing before we leave.
Sure, man. What's up?
We got time.
Yeah, we got time.
We got like.
You know, we didn't. We got.
Yeah, what?
No, go ahead.
Let's talk about this presidential race.
I think whatever you want to call it. You know what? Let me.
I don't even care who wins, but I mean, I do care who wins.
You should care because if
I know, I just know who I don't want to win.
Because if he wins, we're probably gonna have to move to Canada.
If Trump wins, oh my God, we are in.
We're in some serious
in trouble.
Shit.
Trouble.
All right, so check this out. So back on
what?
Just to kind of touch up base. touch base with you back on episode. If you guys want a back catalog pick and row,
did we talk about the presidential debate?
We kind of talked about it because they were having some of the debates about 7 or 8 months ago. But we were talking about how
we were going
Hillary and we're going Hillary. It was Hillary and
Trump.
And you were saying you like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Where's he at now?
He's still there.
Bernie Sanders is the man, dude. Don't mind one. But the only thing I'm worried about Bernie Sanders is like
him dying.
He's gonna be 175 years old. He's like 90 now.
It's like the Coming to America stuff you're talking about. You're like, I bought John Lewis. He was 175 years old.
He's 175 years old. Yeah, he's like 175 now. So if he goes to be the president, he's going to be like 400 years old. I mean, it's crazy.
How did you say that again?
400 years old.
Pauk.
But yeah, he's I love what he has to say.
He has a lot of good stuff to say.
He's saying what
He just keeps it real, man.
He keeps it super real.
So do you think he's going to have that moment where keeping it real goes wrong?
No, I don't know. I think Trump's having that moment the whole damn time.
Dude, did you see that he referenced 9/11 and called it 7/11? Is that right?
He's stupid, man.
Freaking moron.
He's some of the stupidest. I mean, his sound bites are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, we want this guy to run our country?
Dude, you know what? I saw one of his debates. It was like he was cutting a promo. Like, if he was wrestling for WWE, he was cutting a promo on people.
He's terrible, dude. There's no way. America.
Wake the fuck up.
Please. Do not vote this guy into office. He cannot win. Please get out and vote.
Yeah.
I don't care who you vote for. Just don't vote for him.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, I'm not saying
we're in deep
shit for anybody else, but just don't vote for him. So, you know, when you vote for president, there's like 10 people that run, right?
Yeah, write yourself in.
Even though we only hear about two, there's like 10, actually. Yeah. So, which is a huge problem for me anyway. I'm not sure why that.
Are you going to vote for Kinky Friedman?
Nah, but there's people that, you know, you got the Green Party, Independent Party. I mean, there's all kind of parties out there that...
Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, no.
You got the Bay of Pigs.
What? Stupid. But, I mean, just some of the stuff this guy says, I mean, it's just like... I can't even say borderline racist. This is racist. I mean, did you see the black dude that got swung on at his rally?
That was stupid.
And then what did they do to the guy that hit him?
They didn't do anything to him.
What did they do to the guy that got hit?
They arrested him.
They only arrested a black guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
you know what? I know why, though.
You got assaulting him with your face.
No, like, let me tell you why. He was resisting.
He was resisting arrest. He was resisting a punch. I got punched in the face, man. Oh, well, he resisted arrest. Like, why are you arresting me in the first place? I mean, that's stupid.
Stop resisting.
Imagine somebody getting swung on at an Obama rally.
Wow.
8 years ago. What would happen?
They would have arrested Obama.
Yeah. I mean,
you're inciting a riot.
This nigga don't need to be no president. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
you're saying it with N-I-G-G-A. It would be E-R.
True that. I'm just saying it the way I say it.
But you know what? And Obama would have been like, we have a lot of people out here popping off.
What if he really had Luther as his spokesman?
You know, man, I'm glad that you brought that up because I saw
what
that.
What would Luther be saying right
oh
now?
Oh, my God, dude. That was so Luther funny,
going,
man.
Oh, Luther goes, oh,
California is bone dry.
Right. This guy is so,
I love Key and Peele, man.
They are hilarious.
They're good. Sorry.
Just get out and vote. That's all I'm saying.
Go vote please. If you're registered, go vote. If you're not registered, go fucking vote.
Please, just don't vote Trump.
Yeah,
just anything.
We're all in big trouble with some Long Island, New York.
Because they're gonna put a wall up in Mexico, and then everybody's gonna move to Canada. So
just so you know, the people from Mexico they do a lot of great things. Right?
I know that's what I'm saying. They
work their asses off.
They do. They work hard.
They do all the stuff that.
Go ahead and say it.
None of us want to do.
Okay, what
are you gonna say? I hate to say that, but I mean
they
that's
do.
Messed up, man. Why would you? That's my people, man.
They
work hard.
Yeah,
we rebuild freeways. We rebuild houses. We do all things.
America's been built on the back of immigrants for thousands of years, hundreds of years. So why we have to stop now?
So isn't Donald Trump like an immigrant too? Like
everybody in this country is an immigrant unless you're Native American. So I don't care where nobody came from. Christopher Columbus, you did not discover America.
Oh, shit.
Don't let me start.
Episode 8.
That was like 10 or something like that, right?
8.
Christopher Columbus did not discover America. People are already here. So wherever you're from, you are an immigrant. Your family or somebody, your family is not originally from here.
And my family is.
Period.
Yeah.
So, unless you're Native American, you can't say that.
Make that shit happen.
Right.
I mean, make that shit happen by voting.
Make that shit happen. I was like, what? So, get out and vote. Rock the vote.
There you go. I was going to say something.
You going to say rock the vote?
No.
P. Diddy?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, man. So,
But Hillary got a good shot too, man.
Hillary
but
does.
I like Bernie. I like Bernie and Hillary. Any of those two, I'd choose over dude.
I look at my news feed on Facebook. I don't get on as much as I used to, but when I do, I see a news feed and people, it's like a lot of Fox News crap. And I mean, I get it. You're going to believe what you believe. And just,
is he going to say he wins? Is he going to act like that if he wins?
Dude, I think and that was Siri in the background.
Siri trying to talk to me.
I think people are gravitating toward him because he's saying things that they want to say, and he's saying it, and I think that that's stupid. But that also sets us back like a couple hundred years from stupidity.
Idiots. Hadn't we gotten better? Hadn't the country gotten better?
I feel like we haven't.
You feel like we haven't?
No.
Why
I mean,
not?
Okay, so maybe look we have gotten a little bit better, but
a little bit.
Look at the fucking.
Unemployment rate, gas prices.
Sure, I mean all I mean, that's the economy.
Obama's.
Yes.
I'm not the biggest Obama supporter, but he's done a lot of stuff that people were hating.
I was just referencing Obama the hate care. And like the racism.
It feels like it's
gone to another level with stupidity because
it has.
Trump's saying the dumbest shit.
But the country's gotten better. Now the people who aren't feeling good about that are his supporters.
Yeah.
Because I guess they feel like people of color are taken away from them. But no, we're just
it's
getting,
not to get
looser
to kick all their asses.
We're just getting what we. Deserve. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? And we still ain't getting that.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all complaining, how do you think we feel? I still want my 400 acres and a mule. Shit.
You have 400 acres?
Was it 40? Oh, I'm sorry. 40 acres of mule.
Yeah, okay.
Shit, I want 400.
Is that a saying?
I want 400.
Is that an 40, acronym? Or is that an 40 analogy?
Acres. What?
40 acres and a mule?
Well, we were promised that. All the slaves were promised that when they were freed.
Oh, okay.
We never got any of that because it was just another lie.
Okay.
Basically.
Well, we were promised the state of Texas. They took that away. So anyway, right.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then that's all we have to say about
that. So I'm conspiracy brother and you conspiracy brother too, huh?
No.
You didn't even know.
I do it to be funny.
You're not for real. So you fake gangster.
I was never a gangster.
So you fake.
Definition of a gangster for me would be like blood in, blood out with the whole.
Right.
Vatos Locos.
Little puppet.
Who says that to him? Popeye?
I can't remember, man. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I did see Next Friday with with the pit bull and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I did see. Oh, because we're always talking about that, right? How many of us have them?
Friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, man, that's good. That's really good stuff, dude.
Terrible.
All right, man. What else we got, man? Is that the first episode back in a couple
months? That's the first episode back, bro. It was a good one, man.
It was a good one. I had fun.
Yeah.
Brought it back.
Yeah. It's been a while, man. I missed you, bro.
Missed you too, man.
Yeah, just stop touching me.
I ain't touching you.
Yeah, you better not.
I ain't even near you.
You are kind
of
near me.
Well, I mean, I have to be because of the situation.
You have to be.
Well, you just shut up. Anyway, all right. So we're at that point now where we're closing up.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Do you have anything else you want to add, Pick, before I start plugging stuff?
Black lives matter.
All lives matter.
But black lives matter.
All lives matter.
That's true, but.
Black lives matter.
We're just talking about black people right now. I'm just talking about black
people. I love
brown
people.
Brown lives matter.
Brown and proud, BAP.
Brown lives matter.
No, I shouldn't say that. That's like a gang. Never mind.
Is that a gang?
I think it was at one point.
Oh, damn. You just, dang.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You about to get jacked up, bro. Okay. Hey, I don't know about Ro. I'm solo.
Yeah.
You got anything you need to say or what?
No, man. I'm just glad that we're back. You know, and we gotta keep this going. You know, and we had stuff going on, and you know, you kind of got it all back together. So
right.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have the Pick and Roll back up.
Yes, sir.
Keep it going.
Good seeing you.
You likewise, man. All right, so social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at Pick and Row Show, Facebook page. Give us a like, thumbs up, comment, post, whatever. And you can also email us at pickandrowshow@gmail.com if you want to tell us anything. You want to drop a line? Hey, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And you can also follow us on Acast because we still are there.
Jew.
All right, man. So nothing else? That's we're good? All right, man. So for Pick and Row, we are Pick and Row.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.
Peace.
There you go. That's better. All right.
Peace.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.